play in today?
We had the same practice that we've had the past couple of days, so we just came out and just did everything the same.
How are you feeling about Sunday?
I can't wait. Just trying to stay calm and just let it build up to the game, and I'm not trying to use it all in practice, so I'm definitely looking forward to this Sunday and just being able to get out there and finally be back to football.
So obviously it was Dallas where you made the catch against. Do you expect their secondary to have any extra motivation to face you?
I guess it's a Dallas Giants game anyway, so if that's not enough for you, then whatever they need to use is extra motivation. You know, we're going to do the same. So, like I said, I'm just excited to be able to open up the season, especially against a team that's really good and a team that's in the division, and being able to go down to Dallas and start off the season the right way.
Is there any pressure for you to come off the amazing season you had last
year? No pressure.
No?
No pressure. It's all the same as football. You've been playing since you were 6 years old. Just go out there and execute, do what you're supposed to do.
So, I mean, there are no numbers. I mean, obviously you want to have better numbers than last year, I would think.
I mean, you play, that would be the goal every single year, have better numbers. But it's not all about numbers. There's so much more you could do. And like I said, we're focused on winning games. So, as long as we're winning games, we're happy. Everybody will be happy.
How often have you watched that catchback?
Actually, we saw a replay of it today. I don't really turn it on and watch it anymore. I've seen it a few times now, maybe once or twice. And you know, it is what it is. I can't really say much more about it.
If you had a dollar for every time you were asked about that catch,
I'd be rich. I'd be rich. I'd be rich for sure. It's been asked about it a few times for sure.
One or two times, I guess. It hasn't popped on when you were
never
in places or they introduce you or anything like that?
Once or twice.
Pretty good catch, though.
I appreciate it. You know, I try. I practice it.
How much pressure on this offense, trying to go out and get a big number on the board against Dallas, knowing your defense is hurting a little bit?
I don't know if pressure is really the right word. For us, it's something that we want to do. We want to be able to go out and start the season off right and set the tone and be able to come out there and go through everything that we practice and put it into a game. And most importantly, go out there and execute. So it's all about execution, this game. Make sure we get off on the right start and get this thing rolling.
Does it do anything different that it's Dallas right out of the gate, the Cowboys right out of the gate versus anyone else?
I don't know. I guess the only thing, you know, I can really compare it to is kind of like how I opened up the season in a huge game. They called it the College Cowboy Classic or something like that, and it was us versus Oregon, and it was like 4-5. You know, college, that's like a big deal. And then TCU, we came out, we played them, and we were both ranked pretty high. So that's really all I can compare it to is being able to come out in it being a perfect atmosphere and a contender in the same division. So, you know, obviously there's a lot riding on the game, and it's game one, and you want to come out and I just want to snap that ball and get the first play over with.
What does Dallas do that's disruptive? What do they do well?
They play as a team, and they've always played as a team. They put up points, and their defense makes stops when they need to make stops. So, like I said, we just need to come out, execute, and do it to the best of our ability.
How much different is it for you to go out there without Victor? Does it change maybe what you're expected to do or what they're going to ask you to do, maybe use you in different ways? I know he's not there in the slot. Maybe they could use him more in the slot. Do you expect it to be different?
With him not being able to play this first game, I mean, they're going to move guys around. That's what we've practiced, just moving guys around. Everybody has to know every position. So wherever they move us is exactly where we're going to be at. But, of course, we all want Vic to be out there playing. You know, it's hard when this is, the one thing that you love, and it's not that it's taken away from you, but you can't be out there with your team, and I know he wants to be out there. So, all we can do is go out there and make him proud, play to the best of ability, and when he's back with us and back to going, I'm definitely looking forward to it and excited.
Last question, guys. Victor out there, do you take more on yourself to have to do more than if he was out there?
Not really. Kind of the same as, you know, we played for, was it two games together, I think. And then, you know, he was out for the rest of the season. So, like I said, there's no extra pressure to go out and do anything extra than what you're supposed to do. Just go out and, you know, like we always say, do your job.